track four. More news. Following on from the lead story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser, road closure spells disaster for businesses. Road closures and diversions in around Newton Abbot mean the area is effectively closed for business, according to one trader. Businessman Tony Joyner says the complete gridlock and chaos on the roads spells a huge blow when hundreds of businesses in the area are facing financial ruin or closing down due to the constant, never-ending series of road closures. The latest two-week closure of the A382 main road between Newton Abbot and Buffy Tracy has been the final straw for Mr. Joyner, who owns Plants Galore Garden Centre at Forsh's Cross. He estimates his business could lose £300,000 in turnover over at one of his busiest times of the year. It means he will potentially have to dump tens of thousands of unsold seasonal plants. He says staff he employs will also be affected because he's made the difficult decision to reduce staffing levels during the road closure due to the feared impact on trade. Signs will be put up to notify people that businesses remain open as usual. But Mr. Joyner said the same is happening to hundreds of businesses all over the region who suddenly find road closures killing off their trade. A further road closure would then be required for South West Water to carry out the works at a later date. Mr. Joyner says this is going to be chaos, with an estimated 15,000 vehicles using the road every day. No one is going to take those ridiculous diversion routes, so the whole of the South Devon road network is going to be gridlocked by cars and lorries on every possible route around Newton Abbot. Add this road closure to all the other roads currently closed in Newton Abbot and Torbay, and the entire South Devon region is effectively closed for business or travel. The entire business community is under extreme economic pressure, with all the new government legalisation and tax implications, and business in the South Devon region needs a period of highly productive road network and a chance to just run our businesses without constant obstacles being put in our way. South West Water has written to affected business residents and businesses and provided them with a helpline.
Launch of a new youth group. A new youth group has launched in Tynmouth, aimed at supporting young people to discover more about themselves and how they want to be in the world. The Folk Youth Group takes place on Monday evenings at the Folk Preservation Society on 4th Street. Young people attending the group can take part in cookery and music activities, learn traditional crafts and skills, and develop community projects. Young people aged 10 to 14 are welcome to attend between 4:30 and 6 o'clock, and the doors are open to 15 to 19-year-olds with 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the evening. Currently, the sessions cost between £12 and £15, but the Folk Preservation Society is applying for funding so it can offer discounts and free places.
Neglected building is bought by a developer. A lengthy battle to save a crumbling historic Dawlish property has taken a major step forward. The old vicarage in Weech Road has been in a ruined state for many years, but now the Grade 2 listed structure has been bought by a developer. The vicarage has been empty for decades and had been the subject of an ongoing saga over its future. Despite being in a critical, dilapidated state, it has been bought by property developers Momentum Estates. According to Vicarage Residence Group, which has been leading the fight to save the property from ruin, the developer has disclosed very sympathetic plans to bring it back to life. Believed in part to date back to the late 17th century, the building was bought by Great Western Railway in 1939 and converted into flats. Since the last occupant left in 2000, it has suffered significant deterioration. Vicarage Residence Group Chairman Mary Nook said they were delighted the property is under new ownership. There was a sympathetic and in-keeping scheme planned for the site, which would respect historical value, but bring it back to life after decades of sheer neglect. Teignbridge Council has confirmed that it's in a discussion with interested parties over the future of the Old Vicarage and has provided advice and assistance which we hope will provide a sustainable future for the site. Historic England said it had an initial meeting with the developers last year where he set out his plans for the Old Vicarage, generally supportive of the aspiration to bring these important buildings back to beneficial use. It advised any approach to its repair and redevelopment would need to be informed by advice and guidance from heritage building specialists. Before long, I see that the application submitted that will get permission swiftly from Teignbridge Council and supported by Historic England, and for the vicarage to be the talk of the town for all the right reasons once and for all. The vicarage was a 17th century cob building built on tall sandstone footings with a Victorian limestone extension built in 1850 and a smaller brickwork extension to the north, believed to be from the late 1800s, that serves as the entrance.
Andy's Man Club doubles reach in Devon. A men's mental health group aimed at ending the stigma around men's mental health and reducing male suicide almost doubled its reach in Devon last year. Andy's Man Club now holds 11 weekly meetings across the region, with a new club soon to start in Buckfastleigh. At the start of 2024, there were 6 Andy's Man Clubs in Devon. Last month, more than 860 men attended the clubs in Devon, with 100 coming for the first time. Andy's Man Club is a suicide prevention charity, offering a comfortable space for men to talk and open up about the issues they are facing in a non-judgmental and non-clinical setting. The groups are free to attend and operate across the UK at 7 p.m. every Monday. The clubs are designed to be free of pressure, so there is no obligation for men to speak. They are welcome to come and to simply listen if they prefer. In Devon, groups operate in Newton Abbot, Tynmouth, Okehampton, Torquay, Paignton, Honiton and Plympton. And there are 2 groups in Exeter and 2 in Plymouth. Andy's Man Club was set up in 2016 following the death of Andrew Roberts, who sadly took his own life earlier that year at the age of 23. Andy's family had no idea that he was struggling, and after looking into male suicide and discovering it is the biggest killer of men under the age of 54, decided to set up a group aimed at ending the stigma around men's mental health. The first Andy's Man Club meeting was held in Halifax, Yorkshire, and Andy's Man Club first arrived in Devon in 2018.